Parshas Emor Shvi Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Aleph. By Devar Hashem and Moshe Lema, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pasuk Beis. Tzavos Bnei Yisrael V'Kluin Lech Hashem Zayzach Kasus Lamor. Command the Jewish people that they take to you clear olive oil crushed for illumination. L'Halos Ner Tamid, to light a lamp continually. Rashi says, Tzavos Bnei Yisrael Zu Parshas Mitzvah Haneiros. This is the parsha, the section of the Torah which talks about the commandment of lamps. But earlier in Parshas Tetzaveh, lo nemar ella al seder malachas haMishkan, referring to Sorach haMenorah. In Parshas Tetzaveh, we're talking about the construction of the Mishkan and what's needed for the menorah. V'chei mashma va'ata sofcha Tetzaveh b'nei Yisrael atach. And this is the meaning of the pasuk. And now you, your destiny is to command the Jewish people about this. Meaning, in Parshas Tetzaveh, means you should command the children that they should take for you clear olive oil to be lighting in the future. You will command. Because over here, in our Torah, we're talking about the halachos, in this parasha about all the halachos that are lighting the menorah. Shem and Zayzach, Shol Shemat, there are three oils, Yotzim and Azayit, that come from the olive oil branch. Rishon Korizach, the first level of processing is called clear zach. And the first menachos, this is all explicit in the mission of menachos, Viseros Kohanim, and also in Taras Kohanim. Tamid, Milayla Lalayla, from night to night, Kemo Olas Tamid. Every night, every day, continually shein elam yom yom, which is offered only from day to day. So here too, has to be continually lit, not all the time, but every single night it has to be lit. Pasuk Gimel. Lichotz ha-parochas ha-idus ba'ol moed. Outside the parochas of the testimony in the tent of meeting, ya'arochos sa'aron me'erev ha-boker. Aaron shall arrange it from evening until morning, with b'nei Hashem tamei b'far Hashem continually. Chukah ha-salam ador sichem, in the total decree of your generations. Rashi says the parochas ha'idus shall finna ha'idus, that is before the ark. Shikar idus, it's called the testimony. Because that's what inside of it is the luchos. Rabbi Sina Darshan, the rabbis explain, al ner ma'aravi, we're not talking about the parochas, rather the ner ma'aravi, the western lamp of the menorah, shu idus l'chol ba'al olam, which is a testimony for the rest of the world, shashchina shor b'yisrael, that the divine presence rests among the Jews, shenosin v'shemen, the coin will put oil in, kimias chavir sel, like the same amount as any other lamp, all the other lamps. We men ha'yam maschil, but yet it was lasting long enough to be the source for all the other lamps to be kindled. Uvaham b'simen, it would also, he would finish cleaning up the lamp last. Yarech osa aron me'erev ad boker. Yarech osa, we should arrange it, aricha, and arranging haru'i l'mitas kolat, which is fitting for the measurement of the entire night. Mishir ha'chamen and the rabbis give the measurement of chatzil, like half a look. L'chol ner v'ner for each ner, v'hein kedai, and it's sufficient. After lainly tukufas tevis, even for the longest winter night, we just look at him. This was the fixed amount for all the nights of the year. Pasuk Dal. Al menorah haTorah yarmach hasaneros lefnei Hashem. On the pure menorah, he should arrange the lamps before Hashem continually. Rashi says, haMenorah haTorah, she is of Torah, which is made from pure gold. Davaracha al Torah shel menorah, on the purity of the menorah, shemitara umidashno tchila mina afar. You mean you have first have to clean it and clean the area from all the ashes to then light the menorah and put the lamps there. Pasuk Hey, Lekach Tasol Sefisa Soshdias Shem Esrei Chalos. Take fine flour, bake it to make 12 loaves. Shnei Esronim Yeh Chal Achas. Each loaf should be 2 10-eighths worth. Pasuk Vav Besamto Osam Shtayim Marachos Sheish Marachas. Al Shulchan Atar L'Tnei Hashem. And you should place them in 2 stacks, 6 the sack, upon the pure table before Hashem. Rachas Sheish Hamarachas. Which means 6 loaves per stack. Shulchan Hatar, Shal Zav Tor, made of pure gold. Davar Asher, another, what does it mean, Tar? Al Tiharo Shulchan, on the purity of the Shulchan, means directly on it. Shal Yav Sinithim, Magbin and Asalach, on the branch, should not raise the bread. Yagav Shulchan, from on top of the table. Pasuk Zayin, Nasata as Hamaracha Salvon is Akali, she puts on the stack. Frankincense, pure frankincense, but Yisal Lalacham, Laskar, Lish Yisrael Hashem. And the bread should be a remembrance, a fire offering to Hashem. Rashi says, "Masatik samarachas, al kol achas mishtei hamarachos, on each one of the 2 stacks, hayushnei bezich lechem, there were 2 labels of frankincense, melo komets l'chol achas, the komets of each one. Bahisa halavana azos, and this frankincense, not the bread, l'alachem askar, for remembrance of the bread. Sheim and halach mukvah klum, because the bread isn't offered to Hashem at all. Ella halavona rikash, but the lavona, the frankincense, is brought in the mizbeach. Kishim esakon, so when they remove it, the bread chol shana b'shabbos to Shabbos every Shabbos. Yidlan zikar lalach, and the frankincense is a remembrance of the bread. Shayada hu nizkar lamala, because through it the bread is remembered from above and shemaim. But comets with that handful shoskar lamincha, which is a remembrance for. It's like it's similar to the kmitza, which is a remembrance of the entire meal offering offered to Hashem. Pasuk Ches. Byom Shabbos, byom Shabbos. Every Shabbos, every week on Shabbos, Yarachenu l'chein Hashem. Tamid they should arrange it for Hashem continually. Meis b'nei Yisrael from the Jewish people. Bris Olam, an eternal covenant. Pasuk Tes. V'asod Aaron v'lanav v'achluhu b'makom kadosh. And it should be for Aaron and his sons they should eat it in a holy place. Ki kadosh kadoshim hulo, because for him it is the most holy. Mishi Hashem from the fire of Hashem. Chok v'lam, an eternal decree. Rashi says. This mincha offering. That's why it's in the feminine. It's a ha'isa. Shekol davar habal min ha'tfuah b'chalachim. Anything that comes from the grain is called a karban mincha. Chachlu musa alachim. I mean the bread, not the mincha. The bread should be eaten. Should lashon zachar. That's lashon of zachar. That's the shift in the pasuk. You go from the mincha to the lachim. Pasuk Yud. Vayitze ben Isha Yisraelis, the son of a Jewish woman, went out. Vehu ben Ish Mitzri, and he's also the son of an Egyptian man. Pesuch ben Yisraelis from the Jewish people. Vayitze ba'machana ben Yisraelis, v'isha Yisraeli, and they contended in the camp, the son of the Israelite woman and the Israel man, the Israelite man. Rashi says, Vayitze ben Ish Yisraelis, v'ichin yatzah, where did he come out from? Leiva Merib Levi says, me'olam yatzah, he left the world. Rembrachio Mary Parsha Shalmali Yatsiki from the previous Parsha, Ligwaki, the Omer, made fun of the Shulchan, it said, Beyoma Shabbos, Rechenu, on Shabbos, the Ranger, Darcha Melech, Lecho Paschama, Bechol Yom, every day the king eats warm and fresh bread. Shema Paschanenis, Shaltishim Yom, but can the king eat cold, old, 90 bread? It's been an establishment. That's the context that we're talking about in this Parsha, and that was the cause of the fight between him and the Jew. And the Bresa said, he went out chai from Moshe's court. He went to pinch his tent. Where are you doing here? It's not your tent that you shouldn't be here. So I'm telling John. He said, each man in his banner by size of the paternal father. And this person, unfortunately, did not have a father because he was from Egypt. His mother was from Dan. And he went to Beis Din of Moshe. And the courts made him lose the case. And he blasphemed Moshe Rabbeinu. He blasphemed Hashem for losing the case. Ben Ish Mitzri, Hu Hamitzri, he's the Egyptian Harig Moshe, who Moshe killed, actually. Besoch Bnei Yisrael, Melam Shin Skar, which means he did convert afterwards. Ve'yinatsu b'machana, because of this issue of the tent, that's why it was fighting. The Jewish person was against them. Shemicha bo mati ahlo, who objected to having his tent in the camp of Dan. Pasuk Gidal. Vayikov ben isha Yisraelis es Hashem. And this person, who is the son of a Jewish woman, pronounced Hashem's name and blasphemed. Vayikalel, and he cursed. Vayavo osa Moshe, they brought him to Moshe. V'shem yimo, shalom espas dibri l'mati dan. And the name of his mother was Shlomo Spas Dibri from the tribe of Dan. Rashi says, "Aikov, Kedargum, like Ungla says, Upari, she said explicitly, she nakav Shem HaMiyuchan, he pronounced the Shem Hashem, the special name of Hashem, Vigid, when he cursed. Vushim on the first Shem HaBishinah, that's the explicit name that he heard at Har Sinai. Vishem Imo Shlomo Spas Dibri, Shevach and Chayisrael, the praise of Yisrael, she pierced the cost of the Zon, Lomar, Shehi Levado, she was the only person who was the Zon. Shlomis, to have a pit of tash, your cherish, shalom alacha, peace upon you, shalom alacha, peace upon you, shalom alacha, peace upon you, in the plural. Mitatefes, the dvarm should chat with words, shalom alacha, and should ask how everyone's doing. Bas debri, to brown the side, she was a chatterbox. Midabaris imkol adam, lefigach kilkola. So she spoke with everyone, so she behaved immorally. Bas debri, the matadam. Magid shaharasha, gorm ginailo. A wicked person. Caused this disgrace upon himself, Gnaila Aviv, Gnaila Shavacho, a disgrace for his family, a disgrace for his tribe. Kiyosva, similarly, Alihav ben Achisalach, Lamatidan, Shachlo, Shachlo Aviv, Shachlo Shifto. When the person is telling correctly, so he's also from Dan, is a praise for him, his father, and his tribe. Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayanichu v'shmishmor. They put him into a under guard. Lefiru shlohem al pi Hashem, to clarify what to do according to what Hashem tells them. Vayanichu levado. They put him by himself, as she says, lo hinichu mekoshish imo. But they didn't place the person who was the mekoshish eitzim with him. Shishneim hayu beperek echad. Because this actually happened at the same time. The Yodim, but they knew Shemekoshish Vim, they knew the person who was Mekoshish Eitzim is going to die. Shenemar, Mechalem Los, you must. The one who curses, the one who disgraces Shabbos will be put to death. But they didn't know how to kill him. Kachlemar, Kilo Farash Mayasalo. It has not, been clarified what to do to him, even though we know he has to be killed. Kalho Omer, Lifrosh Lem, the entire point of him calling on the court, the prison, was in order to clarify at all what to do. Shalai Yodim, Unchayed Gisim La, they didn't know if he was Chayed Misim or not. Pasuk again, by the rest of Moshe, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pasuk Gidal, Rotes and Mekalel and Mechutz Machane, remove the blasphemer to outside of the camp, some point call out Shomim Esedem, and all those who heard showing their hands upon his head, the Rogmu also call Eidah, and the entire assembly should stone him. Rashi says, Hashomim Eloa Eidim, these are the witnesses, call Havi Esedem, including the judges, Esedem, their hands. Omer Melo, they say to him, Tamacha Baroshacha, your blood is on your head, meaning it's your fault. We're not going to be punished for killing you because you caused it upon yourself. Kol Hayda, but my be Kol Hayda in front of the entire assembly, because Shishluchu Shalom Kamoso, this tells us the concept of Shishluchu Shalom Kamoso that the Beis Din, obviously not everyone's there, but the Beis Din represents the people, and they're the entire Eidah that is in front of this person getting killed. Pasuk Tes Lo. The Albany is sold to that really more, and to the children of the Jews say, Ish ish ki kalel av elkav, benasachato, anyone who is blasphemous as God shall bear his sin. Rashi says, benasachato of the karis, kishin hasra, he'll be chayiv karis, if there is no hasra. Pasuk tes zayin, benokeshim hashem mos mos, however if a person blasphemes, he'll be put to death. Rogom yugimu bal kol edav, the entire assembly will pelt him with stones, a ger or native alike, when he blasphemes the name, he'll be put to death. Rashi says, "Look of shame, ain't chayv at shivresh is a shame." So the kala akina, he's only the chayv if he says the exclusive name of Hashem and not an alternative name of Hashem. Akina, v'noki l'shem kala, noki means cursing, kamo ma'akov, how can I curse? Pasuk yud zay, v'ish ki yakeh kol nefesh adam. Everyone who hits another person, most and he dies, most he must, he will surely die. Rashi says, the Torah says in Shemos, the Mishpatim says, a person who hits a man will die, in the El Shargat Ish. This is only a person. Ish of a Katim, how do you know if you kill a person, kills a woman or a minor? He's also Chayat. I'm over, Nefesh Adam, any person. One who strikes and kills an animal, have to pay restitution, Nefesh Tachal Nefesh, a life for a life. Pasuk Yitas, the Ish ki Yitain Mum Bat Miso, if a person inflicts a wound on his friend, Kasher Asakin Yasalo, the same thing that he did, so it should be done to him as well. Pasuk Chaf, Shein Tach Hashem, Tach Hashem, break for a break, Ein Tach Hashem, end for an eye, Shein Tach Hashem, tooth for a tooth. Kasher Yitin Mom Ba Adam Kini Nasin Ba. Just like we have afflicted a wound on a person, so shall be afflicted, the affliction should be upon him as well. Kini Nasin Ba, Pesher Abasin Yashinu Nisin Asin Ba. It doesn't mean hit the guy back. But it means paying monetary payment back. Shaman also, Kevin, valued like a slave. That's where the Nasan means it's something you can give over, which is money. If a person hits an animal, he shall pay back money. If a person hits a man, will be put to death. Rashi says, the same pasuk. It says, you have to pay restitution, talking about if he kills an animal. The Khan over here, Dibra also the Khabur, which makes a wound. Mach Adam Yimas. I feel the Hargul, even if he doesn't kill him, El also the Khabur, he causes a bruise. Shalom never can nefesh. It doesn't say the word Mach and nefesh on him. It just says he hits him. He doesn't kill him. Mach Abba Vima Dibra calls him. It's talking specifically about hitting one's parents. Ubal Akisho, and it's comparing El Mach Vima to hitting an animal. Mach Mach Vima Mechaim. Just like hitting an animal is only Chayim for that loss if he's. It's if the animal's alive. Hapak of the emo, Mechaim asks you when the parents are alive as well. Pral makel achamisa, excluding if they already are dead, and he hits them. Fish matzina shi mekal achamisa, and how do I think, why don't they archive? After death, because of precedence from the mekalel, if a person curses his parents after death, he is chayiv. Chutz rach lomar b'makeh shepatr, so we're trying to say that by makeh, he'll be potter. So just like a behemoth, the hitting has to be something that causes injury, and if not, there's no payment. So too, by the parents, the only time he's chayv misa for hitting them is if he causes them to bruise. Pasuk of mishpat echad yelachan kezach yeh kini Hashem akecham. There should be one law for you. It should be for a ger and a native. For I am Hashem, you can God. Rashi says, "Ani Hashem akecham, akechulcham, a God of all of you." Kishem shani miyachat shmei alechem. Kach ani miyachto al ger. The same way I associate my name upon you, Jew, the original Jewish people. So to anyone who comes in the future as gerim, Hashem will also associate His name upon them as well. Pasuk chav gimel. By the very Moshe al bnei Yisrael, Hashem Moshe spoke to the Jews. By the Siu as on the Kalel and they brought up the Mikalel. Ami chutzam achane out of the camp. Very gemuho. So Aaron they hit, pelted him with stones. Ubnei Yisrael su kasher tiba Hashem Moshe and the Jews did as Hashem commanded Moshe. Rashi says Ubnei Yisrael su kol hamitzvah omer beskilo. They did all the commandments of stoning b'makom acher in another place where it has these other sources of what to do. Techiya regima utliya, which means they push him off a high place and they stone him, then they hang the person, the corpse of the body.